Tune in to Slow Jam Sundays every Sunday at 10 p.m. with R. Mills.
Seneca. Seneca.
R. Mills, baby.
Seneca.
Chris, this is R. Mills.
Seneca.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is All Males, and this is the Nightcap. Tonight, we are back with a special guest. And he is no regular guest. No, he is not. He is DJ Giovanni.
Yes, 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 yes.
Round of applause, everybody. Round of applause.
Happy to be here.
I am happy to have you here, finally, DJ Giovanni. I've known this man for a long time. A very, very long time to his early days in his DJ life. But tonight, now, oh, he's one of the greatest in the city. I don't care. I said it. If you haven't been to one of his parties, I don't know what you are doing. You guys are doing a disservice to yourself. Talk to me, man. What's going on?
Thank you. Appreciate it, you know?
How you doing, man? It's cold. It's very cold. It is very cold. But what you been saying? What you been on lately?
You know, just few mixes on the works.
Yes, features. Well, I did see you put out a recent mix. What is that one? And let the people know, because that one is fire. If you guys want to dance, that's the one.
That was the inspiration behind it. For me, whenever I do my mixes, my whole like vision behind my mixes are I'm never gonna make a mix that is based on like music you already know.
Okay.
Like songs you already have, because okay. Like everyone nowadays have some form of streaming platform, whether it's Apple Music, Spotify, mm-hmm. whatever the case may be. So a new album comes out, it's popular, we all know you have it on your phone. So
yeah.
Like, why am I gonna make a mix of songs that you're already listening to?
I agree with
so,
that. So wait, what was the last mix called for the listeners out here?
It was called Rhythm.
Okay.
And it's doing pretty well.
What was the vibe for this one?
I just created it with the intention of movement. So I okay. want people to get a vibe and to catch an energy where they dance. Like, they just want to vibe and enjoy it.
Okay. How long are your mixes on a regular?
In my early days, I used to make, like, hour-long mixes.
Okay.
Nowadays, I try to keep them around the half-an-hour mark or
okay,
like
so
a bit less.
So my question is, since you are trying to go after all the songs that people aren't listening to, maybe yeah. not as popular, where do you find these songs? As a DJ, how do you find your tracks? And how do you know it's hot?
I don't know. I feel like you
just know?
You can just tell.
Okay,
like,
okay.
I listen to music. Obviously, I love music. We all love music. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's kind of the approach that when you hear a song for the first time, you get that certain...
You just feel it.
Yeah, you feel it.
Okay.
So I feel like, for me, I just go, like, hunting.
Okay.
I'll just, like, go on SoundCloud, for example, and I'll just listen to literally songs.
Anything?
Like,
random?
Anything. And, like, if I like it, I like it.
So do you have a preference of tracks, genre?
In terms of for the mixes?
For the mixes or the songs that you like playing the most?
I think naturally songs with a good vibe to it. So like there's like certain BPM.
What's the vibe, Gio? When you're talking to me about a vibe, what is the vibe that you always try to portray at your parties?
Fun,
what do you want?
Dancing.
Fun?
High
okay.
energy.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So
high energy.
What are the genres that you focus on the most out of all them?
I like UK, like UK Afro trap.
Okay.
Afrobeat.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously dancehall.
Okay.
But there's like a lot of like there's like a whole different world of edits, and I feel like for me that's like where I wanna educate people on like that vibe where it's like okay. you could take.
So it's like a remix of a track
yeah,
that's already
but it's for example, so on the last mix I tried to give people everything
mm-hmm.
but keeping it consistent. So like there's songs from different genres. For example, there's a Tyga edit Okay. But it still gave you, the Tiger edit gave you a Latin vibe.
Okay.
While there was a Space Cadet by Gunna, there's an edit for that as well. So it's like, it's a trap song, but usually like how you react to a trap song, like usually like bob your head kind of vibe. But this edit still kept the energy of like wanting to dance.
So with that being said, do you think that since the beginning of your DJ days to now, that things have changed?
For me personally,
in music? For you personally and in music?
Definitely.
What switches have you seen?
So let me start in general.
Okay.
So I'm fairly new to the DJ game, but not to the music game.
Okay.
Been a drummer since I was 6.
Okay.
Been a music lover since I was a kid.
Okay, so music's just always been
it's
there.
It's just always been okay. around. Like it's in my family. I have uncles that are musicians. So it's that part's always been there. But
you said you play drums, right?
Yeah.
Do you still play drums?
No.
Why'd you fall off?
I still have the ability. But
why'd you fall off?
I wouldn't say it's a fall off. I used to play in my church. I just don't attend that specific church
anymore. Oh, that's fair. Okay, fair. So that's fair.
It's not something that I'd say like I'll never do anymore. Mm-hmm. But I just, given the opportunity, I'd love to pick it back up. But in terms of DJing, like when I first started, I know like SoundCloud was like
popping. It was that place.
That place where everyone would run to, and like you put a mix on SoundCloud, and like you know like everyone's craving it.
Mm-hmm.
But now with like Apple Music, Spotify,
Does it make it harder for you now?
So in a sense, because you have the people who like literally ever since they don't have to go to SoundCloud anymore, they just don't like, they don't have it. So it's like some people, like even though it's a free app, or like
you, they don't even try to download
like,
it
they
anymore.
Won't even like yeah. like you know like so that's I feel like that's the major change in terms of DJing in itself. I feel like a lot of people are becoming DJs every day. Like every week someone else is like, oh, I'm going to be a DJ.
So how do you stay original? In the climate that you're saying that everybody's now becoming a DJ, how do you stay fresh? How do you stay new? How do you stay one of the top DJs in the city, ladies and gentlemen?
I think for me, it's trying like staying authentic. Staying like true to like why I do it in the first place. So it's like I'm not doing it for
the clout.
I'm doing it for like I like providing an atmosphere that allows for good energy, positive vibes.
Okay. Let's get to the first song of the night. I'm sure Gio has one of these tracks that he could play right now. And we will be back. This is All Mills. This is the Nightcap. And this is DJ Giovanni.
Sipping on something like got your counting right. Baby, let me see you wind your waist one time. She badder than bad, hit her with a line. Say she wants to seal up the kiss. If I got you, make a crease. God show us the way. God knows another day. Say she wanna smoke up again. Too many things I wanna say. Me. She better not text me unless it gets messy. But baby, you thirsty, so why don't you have a dream? Tipsy, I'm the only one that you want when you got vibration. You better get ready, better get ready. Tipsy, I'm the only one that you want when you got vibration.
I've been sipping, now I'm tipsy again. Babe, I know you love you like me, moving risky again. Baby, if you got a girl, you shouldn't kiss me again. You won't let me go, girl, you gon' miss me with him. I know, come and dance up on me. Everything feels so much better when I'm wavy, baby. What's your selection? Choose one for me. Yeah, I'm picky with my men, not with that liquor, you see. No, you better get ready for me. Like tonight, you're coming with me, right? I cannot help it, baby. Like tonight, you're coming with me. Now I cannot help it, baby. drop everything and pull up on your girl, cause you know I'm your favorite. You love me more when I'm wasted.
You know I love it when you drop down, get loose tonight. That got me tripping out the booth tonight. And you be giving me all the signs. I'm red for you, better get ready.
I'm 42, that's a vibe for me and you, yeah.
You're better than the rest and you know that.
I got the moon, Scorpio, women know about that.
Nothing to lose, baby, we could start a fire.
Talk to me sweet, maybe you can be my boyfriend.
You're the only one that I choose, so I'm down.
When I sober up, we can leave that in the past tense.
Oh no,
Giovanni, we got the wine flowing. We are feeling blessed. But I got a question for you, Gio. As you may know, in Toronto now, there's a lot of venues that be hating on hip-hop acts as of late. It's not even really as of late, but they're not really trying to have anybody hip-hop related in their venues. And you let me know what you think about that as a DJ. And I know you do parties too, so let me know how you feel about it.
I think it's sad because it's weird if you really think about it, because it's like on one hand they'll be like, oh, we're going to stay away from the hip-hop culture. But at the same time, they use the hip-hop culture to market everything they're doing.
It doesn't make sense to
so
me at all.
Look at Veld, for example. Like, we all know Veld is like one of the largest music festivals in North America. And traditionally, Veld, obviously it's a diverse set list, like, you know, there's different all different genres, but last two summers specifically if you really look at the promo and the rollout for it, they only like highlighted the hip-hop acts. So it's like on one end they're gonna say, oh, we're gonna stop you and we're gonna try to like control what you're doing as like the curators or the DJs or whatever. Yeah. But while we're doing that, and when you're not looking, we're still gonna do it. So it's weird, and I feel like Toronto in general, as a DJ and as someone who like plans events, there aren't a lot of spaces that like genuinely allow for a certain vibe.
But why do you think that is the case? Because it is clear in 2019 that hip hop is the most important popular genre of the time right now. So wouldn't it make sense for these venues out here to be supporting that because they can be making the most money off of it? But instead they decide to hate on it and try to either like regulate it or water it down.
Yeah.
How does that make sense? It doesn't make sense to me, for real.
Like, but it's definitely a problem, and I hope it improves.
So how have you been able to maneuver around it?
Generally speaking, I'm very strategic with which gigs I accept. There's like specific people who I enjoy work with, and like majority of the times when you see me booked at events, it's
with the same people, kind of thing,
for the most part. So it's either like I'm doing my own, or it's like a very like frequent like event that's like done by certain brands, certain companies, certain collectives, or it's like collectives that are pushing like a vibe that I agree with, that I align myself with.
So okay,
I think, yeah, that's really, it's really sad that people could look at Toronto and, for example, I have friends obviously in other countries, and like they all like rant and rave about coming here. Like, I can't wait to come there. I want to come here so bad. But like recently, one of my boys from LA came here to visit, and right away he was like, oh, where should I go? And I kind of froze because it's like, I don't know where to tell you.
Was he trying to party? Or
yeah,
like,
he was trying to party. Okay. So it's like, I didn't know what to tell him because it's like, Toronto's multicultural, right? So,
but where would be the spot to actually go?
And that's the thing.
I'm trying to think about them right now. I'm like, I don't know.
And it's like, I'm not talking about like events because obviously, like, you could do an event in any venue and like it's different from what that venue usually allows. But I'm talking about like regular industry nights. For the most part, like, we've gotten to the point where it's not so much about the experience or the fun or the actual like enjoyment of the people going. It's just really about like bar sales and bottle sales. So it's like the whole thing is about like pushing bottles.
So how do you create the vibe if that's the case? If they don't really care about the vibe, they just care about the money.
How do I create the vibe, or what should be done?
Both, actually.
I think on one end, I know within the DJ community, it's pretty common that a lot of DJs feel like the owners try to regulate how they play their sets.
Okay.
So I feel like DJs regaining control of like actually setting the vibe and not following.
How do owners set that tone
Been DJing before, and like we're getting to a place in the a party where like it's crazy. Mm-hmm. Everyone's going nuts, and because it's too wild, for example, or like hip hop or the trap is too aggressive.
It's getting too wild in there.
They'll say like, oh, throw in like a weekend song, and like
let's tell you that, or
you get a text message. Sometimes you just have to ignore it, though, because for me personally, like, I'm always going to play to the crowd. I'm always going to please the crowd and try to, like, let people leave with lasting memories.
Have you ever had a moment where you didn't listen, you ignored, and then you got, like, shafted after? They didn't pay you a certain amount,
That's the crazy part. No, like, I never experienced that. I can't speak I've heard of situations where it, like, there was a conversation had, and nothing like monetary.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's helping the owner. So, like, what's the, like, you be an owner and let me be the DJ.
Okay.
Like, that's how it should be.
Yeah.
But we like, we're in a society where DJs really aren't valued as much as they should be.
Because if you think
about it, in my opinion.
Okay.
Because if you think about it, let's say you're the event planner, and let's say you're also the owner, right? Let's say an event is sold out at your venue.
Mm-hmm.
So you know for a fact it's going to be a full house. Numbers are going to be good at the bar because all booths are sold out.
Yeah.
So you have a packed house. So let's say anywhere between 300 to 500 people.
Mm-hmm.
The success of that event is now in the hands of the DJ.
Yeah.
Because, all the people are there. But for that event to really take off and really, like, have that energy where, like, everyone's talking about it, it's going to come down to the music.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless of how many people are there, if the music's not good, how do you call it a good party? So I feel like because of that, which is the reality, it's like DJs aren't really, like, compensated for creating that vibe as much as they should be here. I know DJs who aren't even as good as some of the DJs I know here, including myself, but they're in like the States or they're in the Caribbean and they're laughing because they're doing like the bare minimum, but they're getting like heavily compensated.
So are you saying that money wise it's a problem over here, or you should be venturing away from Toronto, Mississaugas, Bramptons?
I wouldn't say it's a problem. I just think it could be better.
Okay, so you think
there's room for more.
So do you think there's room for more on the owner side or DJ side? Like, where are we going with that?
I just think in the industry, like, overall, there's room for improvement, whether it's the experience for the people going, whether it's, like, how much the DJs are getting paid, whether it's like the actual ideas. Because like, if you really think about it, like, a lot of the weeklies around the city, they're like basically the same as, like, every week is the same. So let's say you have a month that's slow and, like, not a lot of new songs or new bangers came out.
Yeah.
You're telling me you're going to have four Fridays in a row where it's the same, same people, same music, same everything. Like,
yeah, there's no difference.
What's the point of that, right?
So with you saying, with you talking about experience, there's a lot of experiences I've been having with recent parties of people. You go in there expecting to dance and everybody around is just either on their phone or just watching each other.
Oh, I definitely believe social media played like a huge negative in like role on like anything experiential, anything involving like in-person communication.
Mm-hmm.
I feel social media has definitely played a negative role in like enjoyment.
Since you are a DJ, how would you want to, or would you have any ideas to get people off of their phones, get people to start dancing again? Like, what are some ideas that you could throw out without giving out all the bag?
Well, and here's the funny thing about that. It's like, people still want to dance. As much as they don't as often, they're still open to it, very much open to it. It's just, there aren't a lot of events that play that type of music that actually allows them to do it.
But why do you think that is? That doesn't make any sense. Aren't you supposed to go to a party to dance?
Yeah, so I could say, like, there's also venues that
don't encourage it.
It's not that they don't encourage it, but the layout itself doesn't,
help it.
So you walk in and, like, how the layout is, it's, like, it's mostly booths. So because of that, like, you're not, like, if you're not in a booth, it's kind of like, oh, I'm not. Like, you kind of feel isolated.
So do you think the booth idea enhances or hurts the DJ culture and the party?
I think they're definitely cohesive.
Okay.
But it all comes down to the layout. If you have a layout where the booths don't really impede or, intrude at all on the dance floor, then you're good. But, like, once you start feeling like the dance floor is the only free space and, like, it's not really a dance floor, it's just, like, the only space that's not a booth, that's when you kind of feel like, oh, I'm in the middle of all the spenders and it's kind of awkward. Maybe you don't want to do it, you know? And then, like, when you look around, everyone just standing in their booth with their bottles. So it's like that's what the party is. I literally went to a party once in a club.
And were you DJing?
Yeah, I was DJing.
Okay.
And there was no dance floor at all.
So everybody's just sitting down, walking around, just kind of thing? Boots.
So it was like, yeah, it was like sold out and it was like, you know.
So nobody danced, everybody was just chilling in booths?
It was mostly like get your bottles, vibe with your section and like.
So then what if you didn't have a booth? What are you doing?
I guess you're chilling by the bar based on my observations.
Oh, wow. So, okay. Do you have any favorites? Any favorite venues that you know it's going to be a good time, you know it's a good layout, you know the owners are going to be acceptable?
Currently, I don't think I have a favorite venue, to be honest. But it's not, and this has nothing to do with the owners, because for me personally, I've had more like favorable experiences with owners than not. I'm just like, before I was just speaking like in general, but majority of the layouts currently, like a lot of like the better venues, like Maison used to have a good layout, but that's closed. So it's like the venues that are like majority of them, they don't really allow for my type of vibe in terms of like what I would rather see at a party. Cause I still believe.
So what do you like seeing at a party?
I like seeing people having like genuinely enjoying themselves.
Okay.
Like, no, like, they, even if they don't have a bottle, even if they're not drinking, they came with their people, they came by themselves, whatever, but they're genuinely, like, enjoying themselves. Because that's, at the end of it, the day, we go out, we go out to have fun.
Yep.
Or that's what we should be going
that's
out.
That's the aim, yeah.
But now, some people go out because they just want to be seen.
True.
Some people go out, social media.
Mm-hmm.
Or some people just go out because it's just something like just something not really do. A lot to do. Yeah, so that's another thing. It's like there's so much opportunity in this city, especially for DJs, where we don't necessarily only have to play at parties, at clubs, nightclubs. Like, there's a lot of different things that could be done. And that's kind of why, like, Scenes Group was created. Yeah. We kind of, like, wanted to
do different things, different atmospheres,
different projects to show, like, there's different ways to have fun rather than, like, just going to a club and popping a bunch of bottles.
Okay, so how do you think, you know what, this next question you guys are going to want to come back and listen to because it's going to be a little controversial. This is All Mills. This is the Nightcap. And this is DJ Giovanni. Take it of me. Talk all day then at night falling deep. Gio right now, it's not even really a question, it's more of a statement, and I want to know what you think about it. What I've been noticing is there's a lot of DJs out here nowadays, female and males.
Yep.
There's a lot of female DJs out here.
Yep.
A lot of them look great.
Agreed.
A lot of them get a lot of gigs. I go to their parties, the music is trash, Gio. The music is trash. I'm not saying all women DJs are bad. I've definitely heard a lot of fire ones that are well deserving. They're getting paid and they're making a lot of moves out here in the city. But let me know. And it's not just females too. There's a lot of male DJs out here that play the same exact set every single party, Gio.
So I was just gonna like basically,
I'm not going to name any names, but you guys know who you are. You guys need to switch it up. We're tired.
It's funny. So my, like, honest opinion on that topic is I look at it as when a plane crashes, for example.
Plane crash. Okay, we're getting deep.
We're getting deep. So car crashes happen every day.
Yep.
Right?
Cars, yep.
Plane crashes don't happen every day, right? Mm-hmm. But yet, people are still more comfortable driving in a car than flying in a plane.
Okay.
So I look at it as the industry, entertainment-wise, whatever the case may be, it's pretty saturated with males.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, the males would be the cars, the females would be the planes. So okay, when a female DJ isn't good,
as long as she's a female?
No, I'm saying, when she isn't good, it stands out more because
when she isn't good,
it stands, like, it's easy for you to say, like, oh, I noticed that it was a girl DJ with a crazy booking, getting paid a lot, but she's not good. But there's, like, to, like, every one girl, there's probably like 10 guys who are getting the same bookings
and are just as trash,
and they're probably worse.
Probably worse. Yep.
So for the most part, like, I know a lot of DJs, both good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of the female DJs that I know, especially the ones that I've met recently, because, as you said, like, it's increasing.
It's increasing, and they're getting way better.
And so that's 100%. What I was just about to say. Like, I could honestly say that the ones I personally know, they're good. But I definitely do understand that, you know, it could seem, and it's unfair, because who's to say that that girl who is talented only got where she got because she's good looking?
Absolutely.
That's not really fair.
That's not fair.
But that's just the whole societal construct and, like, what people think. But that's not actually the case.
Fair. But I don't want to just single out the women. Let's talk about the guys out here that are DJing, getting all these gigs, getting all this attention, but they're trash.
So, a lot of... I can only speak for here, because, for like, I've DJed elsewhere, but, like, for the most part, I've DJed here. And it's very, like, who knows who kind of thing.
So it's very,
like,
clicky.
There's a lot of DJs that have been in the game for, like, the last decade.
Okay.
So it's like they know all the promoters. They know all the owners. They're known at all the venues. They're not necessarily the best, but because they've been already, like,
established kind of thing,
it's like it's so easy for people to stick with those same names.
Mm-hmm.
I was speaking to one of my close friends last week, and we were talking about the same issue, because you could have a kid who isn't known at all, so you won't have to pay him a lot because he's fresh and he's amazing, but he won't get that opportunity because he's not in that
clique. So same numbers kind of thing.
Yeah, his names aren't in the conversations to begin with, so he's not getting booked.
So are you saying owners are more so looking for the name of the DJ talent?
Definitely.
So the talent basically doesn't matter, is what you're telling me. Does the talent matter anymore?
It should.
Do you think, like, it matters?
I definitely think it matters.
Do you think the owners care about the talent?
I think the owners care about who's gonna make their money, and the reality is, if
the someone people has with a bigger name,
they're gonna go. Fair. Right? You know, like, if you think about it, there's also this whole, like, it's like a trend. Like, being a DJ, because it went digital, it's trendy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, All-Star Weekend, I saw LeBron DJing. Yeah. LeBron's not a DJ, but now it's literally...
He can do it. It's possible.
Yeah. So, everything's possible. And because of that, it's just the trend. So it's like, if I'm a promoter or an event planner, and I put on the flyer that LeBron's going to be the guest
Everybody's
DJ,
there.
Everyone's 100%. There. Even if it sets horrible. No one cares.
That's fact.
That's what it is. But, and LeBron's going to get a crazy amount of money for that booking, as opposed to the local John Smith, who isn't known, but he's, like, maybe the top 10 DJs in the world, but people just don't know yet. So talent does matter, but unfortunately, we live in that day and age where people want to see numbers.
So how do you think DJs out here nowadays, female or male, can build their following? What are some suggestions you would give someone that is interested in DJing that hasn't started yet?
Find a sound that's unique to you and stick to it. Keep pushing yourself. Have fun with it. Experiment. For me personally, I think I found my sound that I'm kind of known for, especially through my mixes, because my mixes are known for that, like, songs you don't know. You discover them on different genres, different vibes, but, like, right throughout, like, it's going to get you moving.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of, like, my trademark. But outside of that, like, I feel like it's also not enough, and maybe I'm wrong, but for me personally, it's not enough to strictly be a DJ. Like, you have to be able to do more.
More as in what?
So, like,
what else you want these people to do?
I don't know, like,
DJing is hard. You want other people to do other things too?
Well, for me, like, I DJ, but, like, I'm not gonna strictly wait for someone to book me if I could plan my own
event. Okay, yeah. Okay.
So that's an example of doing more. It's like, don't, if you feel like you're talented and your talent isn't been seen, then find a way to to like showcase that talent.
In the future, what do you think you are going to do, or what are some ideas that you think that build your DJ career?
So specifically in regards to DJing, there is a project I'm working on. I'm not going to say too much too
soon. Okay, we're keeping it under wraps.
But
stop being nosy.
I'll just say, if executed correctly, it will be beneficial for all DJs, not just me.
Okay. Looking out for everybody. All right. So
there's power in collaboration.
Very true. There's always strength in numbers. Okay, so do you think that a DJ can have a long-lasting career as straight, just a straight DJ, or like you were saying, they have to be in multiple things?
I think if you're going to strictly be like just a DJ, then you definitely need something that's unique to you. So whether it's like you make your own edits, so or you're like you dabble in production as well.
Okay.
But like if it's literally like you're just going to DJ at events, then I'd say there's a bit of a ceiling, because like, yeah, you might be getting booked all the time, but so is the other DJ. Like, okay, what's making you stand out?
Okay, so what do you think people can expect from you in the summertime? Because I know the summertime is when you're on fire. Every single weekend you're at a next party DJing. Where can I see Gio at the next party?
That's a good question. I'm going to have to get back to you on that.
Okay, okay.
But that project that's going to be beneficial.
It's for the summer?
Ideally.
Ideally, this summer?
This summer.
Okay. Ideally. So, okay, that's I'm pretty excited for that. So to wrap up this episode, Gio, do you have any last words for your fellow DJs out here trying to make a living?
Keep going.
Keep going. That's all we got to do, baby.
That's all we got to do.
Just got to keep going, man. Just keep pushing. DJ Giovanni, this is All Mills. This is the Nightcap. And we will be back next week, baby.
The Nightcap. The Nightcap.
All Mills, baby.
The Nightcap.